Hello, and welcome to the Alter Aeon Spring 2017 Quarterly Update audio presentation. The purpose of these updates is to review recent events and changes to the game, and to provide information about upcoming additions. I am Shadowfax, your guiding light in these troubled times. I've got a new fancy schmancy studio microphone from Drock, so thanks to him, and I hope I sound better using it. First, we want to acknowledge the excellent St. Patrick's Day event that Morpheus organized for us, and the ongoing Easter event. His events are always of superior quality, so please log in and participate in our Easter event if you haven't already. The city of Atlantis was given a much-needed and appreciated facelift by Meccano and Brock. Or perhaps, Brack.
My name is Brack, and in Hawaiian that means fish food!
They are continuing to work on additional areas of the city. Denton made a change so that backstabbing weapons must be one-handed now. Some weapons were converted, and we're actively working on improving all existing stab gear to the new standards. Great strides have been made in the crafting skills, with napping and woodcrafting by Drock. He and I will be coordinating our efforts as ranged weapons continue to be developed in crafting weapons, armor, and ammunition. Ranged weapons have been implemented on the builder side, meaning that there are now special procedures to make weapons into ranged weapons, and special procedures for mobs to make them use ranged weapons. You will soon start seeing ranged weapon information appear on appropriate weapons throughout the game when identified. Note that at this time, ranged capability will only be available on new weapons, and there is no plan to convert existing copies of weapons into ranged weapons because it carries such a high composite penalty. Notwithstanding, I have taken a brief departure from working on ranged weapons to develop the mining skill. I was recently inspired when checking over Alessandra and Aziz's abandoned mine area. That area is located in the Dunher and will be ready to roll out as soon as the skill has been finished. Mining will consist of two steps. First, prospecting for deposits of minerals and ores, and second, the excavation of the aforementioned deposits. You will be able to mine spell comps, rocks for napping, and ores that you can smelt and extract metal for later metal crafting skills. Let's see, we've also added some water spells for druids, improved how drunkenness works, and made further improvements to cleric abilities. Note that for balance purposes, the condemnation spell is about as powerful as it's going to get. It is supposed to be on par with penultimate mage and druid offensive spells, not replace them. Condemnation was never intended to be used all of the time because of the favor cost. It's supposed to be something you hold in reserve for when you really need it, or against something powerful that's weak against your preferred element. Clerics should continue to use Flame Strike and break out the Death and Decay harm combination against mobs that resist Flame Strike. Last, I want to make mention of this year's 5th annual Summer Solstice Celebration. The theme of this year is light and darkness. Hitherto, players have been able to visit planes of shadow and chaos where demons roam, but this event will present the planes of light, the home of angels. A new event area and its accompanying quests focusing on a different plane of light will be released each Sunday in June for a total of 4, beginning on the 3rd. All event areas will conclude on Saturday, July 1st. I am going to borrow a page from Morpheus's book and likely have them be single-player instances, but you'll have plenty to do with your friends since the Puzzlewood Forest will also return. We'll be going back to the summer 2015 format with waves of increasing strength, while also keeping the improvements made for the Labor Daber event. And of course, it will feature all new quests and quest rewards. One last note. We love getting suggestions from our players, but we often miss out. I've noticed a propensity to blurt out ideas on Bovine or M-Channel in the middle of the day or night, when no one is paying attention, probably expecting the idea to be seen whenever an admin logs in and replays the channel. This happens less often than you think. Next time you have a great idea for Alter Aeon, don't shout it out into the ether. Instead, type mudmail send shadowfax and send me your great idea. There is a much higher chance of it actually being seen and implemented. That concludes this quarterly update. As per recent instructions I have received from Denton, I will be putting together monthly updates for the various forums and social outlets that we operate from. I am not yet sure whether I will make an audio presentation such as this or a text summary, but either way, you can start expecting monthly updates in some fashion or another. Happy mudding, everybody!